brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everyone doing this week before St. Patty's Day? Here we are in March and we still have snow in the East Coast. I wonder how everybody else is doing. Tonight, we're going to be talking about our names and about letters and words. My guest is Sharon Lynn White, and we're going to be doing nemeology. I'm excited about it. I love it when Sharon joins us. Good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. Doing well. So nice to be here with you again.
Are you up in the snow clouds of Tennessee?
We got a little bit of snow flurries, but that was it.
Oh, that's good. Not too bad. So what's going on in the world tonight? Help the world understand what you do and what this is and how it can assist schools and HR departments and judges and all the important people in the world.
Well, what it does is it looks at the placement of the letters in a name, and from that, it can give you somebody's personality predispositions. Why would you want to know that? It's like in our instant society where we have credit cards because we want instant credit, and we have phones that go with us now because we can't wait to get home, and everything is such a fast pace. It lets you have insight into somebody the minute you know their name, and it helps in different ways. In the classroom, I always used it to help arrange my kids into groups so that they worked well with each other. And then eventually throughout the year, I would keep changing their seats until they learned how to work with everybody. And in HR departments, it lets you know who to hire for the right job, for the right position. It's a win-win because the person gets the right job, they stay longer, and then the company's happier with them because they can actually do the job. And judges and lawyers... lawyers call me and we talk about the cases and what to look at that they haven't seen and what may be hidden that somebody's not telling that's in their name. And how do you present a case so that if you're representing a client, they know you've done a good job, even if they lose, and you know how to ping the judge for their spots so that they'll want to rule in your client's behalf. So it's used in all kinds of ways. And I love it when you get to use it to help two people get along better.
Oh, that's always good, especially when it's either a romantic relationship or even parents and children. There's both of them.
There's a lot of parents that call me and say, how can I get along better with my child? And there's some families that have literally hired me to come in and talk to the whole family and talk about the dynamics and who needs what so that everybody can learn about each other. And it's so funny is because everybody starts pointing fingers, you know, like, you should have brought her in earlier. Don't you get this yet? You know, so it's...
And of course, it makes a difference when you use a nickname or a regular name as well. And also, what about people with different languages? Boy, I wanted to ask you that for a while. What if you're an American talking to an Italian or a Frenchman? May we?
Well, I've been in 72 countries before I wrote the book, but I've now been in 76. And what I have found is it doesn't matter what language as long as they're using our lettering system. And it works the same. Now, there's a few small things that I mention in the book that, like, if you're in German, if in English, when two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. Well, in German, when two vowels go walking, the second one does the talking. So to get the right interpretation, you have to reverse those two vowels. And there's a few little nuances like that in some of the different languages. But other than that, it works.
That's great. So this is a call-in show tonight, and I'd love you to call and ask Sharon about your name or people that are important to you in the life. And the number to call in is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Now, Sharon, I wanted to ask you a little bit of a different question. What happens when we go to daylight savings time or when we go from winter into spring? Now, we just went to daylight saving time last night, but we're having the spring equinox a week from Wednesday. So what does that do? Does that affect it at all?
It doesn't affect the names at all. It may affect astrology, but it doesn't affect the names.
It doesn't affect the names. I just thought, you know, setting your clock or even daylight savings time might have a clue to something.
Nope, not at all. And what matters is when you're looking at a name, the birth name gives the contract for this lifetime. And then the name that they're going by gives the personality and how it's changed and how it's developed and where the influences are.
That's neat. Let me do mine. My birth name is Elizabeth Ann Rich, but it was R-E-I-C-H. And the name I use now is Elizabeth Joyce. So how did that change?
Well, what changed is the first name's the same. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that one stays that presentation. I look at the first name like the ingredients in a kitchen. And that's what you have to work with. And then the last name is your environmental influence. And so how that changes. So your environmental influence from your birth name says that you were really taught how important honesty was, and you learned that from everybody around you. Now, when I say you were taught that, it comes in one of two ways. Either the people around you were so honest and that they really drilled that into you, or there was dishonesty around you and you went, I don't like this. So you decided to be really honest. So one way or the other.
It was the second one. I had so much lies and deceits around me. So I learned about honesty. I learned it from my teachers, basically Louise Hay and Deepak Chopra, who were my teachers. And I always carried something from my grandmother, and it was called honesty and money. Money is energy. As honest as you are, and money is as honest as you are in life. And I thought that was a treasure.
Well, it says, I can imagine why, because it says in your last name, too, you have a combination in there, which just screams, we have to learn everything the hard way. So people are bringing you difficult lessons. So because of that combination in your last name, of your birth last name, I would say that childhood was difficult.
Very. So did I change it with Joyce?
Yes, because with Joyce, it means that you're now bringing people into you that are quite capable and quite talented themselves, and that they want to nurture you, but they also want to be in charge of you. So it's a fine-tuned balance because, you know, people want to take care of you, but at the same time, they want you to do what they say. And
so, that's true. I'm married to that.
Excuse me. So you're bringing that in. And again, you've got to learn the balance. How do I adjust? How do I make this work?
Ouch. We do have a caller. We have a caller for you now. We're going to change the subject. Victoria from Pennsylvania is on line one. Hi, Victoria. We're having a great time tonight. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So what's your question for Sharon?
Well, I guess it's all about the name, so I was just curious about my name. And another interesting thing is my sister's name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to listen to. So what's your full name, Victoria?
Victoria Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh, like the big bookstore up there in Portland, Oregon. Okay. So when I'm looking at your name, you have a very quick mind and you're able to stand up for other people and you're able to stand up for yourself because you really want the world to be fair. You have a natural charisma about you. And so you're naturally going to draw people to you, and people that you're going to draw to you both want to be in charge. Okay. And they also want to give you knowledge, but they also have big egos. So you get to learn in this lifetime how to deal with other people that are coming from ego. Okay. And so that invites you then to look at what's important of you and what's important and where do you want your ego to be? Okay. So the whole lifetime in this time when I'm looking at your name is all about learning about ego. And that's just energy in motion, you know, and where do you want it to go? And how do you want it to get out there? The other thing in your name, it says that if you can't do something well, you don't want to do it at all. It's like, I'll go for it if I think I can do it, but if I don't think I can do it, why even bother to start? And so I would invite you to just try different things because you never really know where some hidden skills and talents lie. And according to your name, you can pick up things through the experience of trying it and doing it. So before you give up on yourself, I'd go for it.
All right, Victoria, that's great.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight we have Sharon as our guest. We're doing nameology, and the number to call to ask your question is 888-429-5471. We have Pauline from New York, Sharon. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, I love the name of it. I was like confused. It's a nameology. I was thinking numerology, but that's really cool.
It's
I have one of those names that I've always heard Perils of Pauline, and that's my first name. And my last name is really not the last name. My parents really used a different name, so I really want to go by this name, and I want you to give me the vibe of this. It's Zeto, S-Z-E-T-O is the last name. That's my middle name. That's really my last name. This is what I found out, and it's a very interesting story. The Asians say that when you have a two-syllable last name, it's royalty. So I'm, like, wondering, what do you get out of that name, Pauline Zeto?
Okay, first of all, if work's not fun, you don't want to do it. It's like you got to make things fun in life. Your whole name says that you're here to learn how to use your power of influence and how to be persuasive with other people. And that's what you're all about. That's the main skill that you're learning in this particular lifetime. Your last name tells me that once you figure out what works for you, you're not going to let anybody talk you into something else. It's like, wow. Yeah, you can talk all you like to, and I'll listen, but then I'm going to go do it my own way. Because
that's what I do already. I do that anyways already. I do that right now.
Even though
I didn't use that last name, that true last name, it's always been part of me. So it's really funny that I'm going to drop all my, I'm a widow, so I'm dropping that name. I'm dropping the fake name that my parents took on here when they came to this country. So I'm going to take that name on legally. So that's really powerful. This is maybe an extra question. If you don't want to answer, it's fine. I've come into my twin flame, I believe, and his name is Rich. This is the way he goes, by Rich Guybe. Does that sound like a good match for my name?
He would spell his last name S-K-Y-P-E?
No, G-E-I-B.
G-E-I-B. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. It's his legal name, but I don't want to go by his legal name. I figured just give you the name that he seems to go by.
Okay, that's okay. But he goes, but his real name is Richard, and then he goes by Rich?
Well, yeah, he introduces himself as Rich, though his name is legally Richard.
I think that's smart, don't you, Sharon?
It's much better to go by Rich than Richard. In the name Richard is a nasty little temper. How that temper comes out is if you don't do what you're told and what he specifically told you to do, why can't you just obey orders and do what you're told? Okay.
Carl. Does that matter if he doesn't use his middle name? Like I hardly use mine when I found out what my middle name was. I don't know why he doesn't. That's his father's name, so I gather he doesn't want to use it. His father wasn't a really nice man, from what I heard. So don't use that. If that's probably why he never goes by that middle name. Only probably legal stuff. So I'm sad.
Right.
I like that you said that, Rich. I like Rich better. It's so true.
Yes, it's much better. Now he'll have a tendency to do a few things the hard way.
He pushed me out of his life for 18 years. He did it the hard way, definitely.
but it's nice to know why he does it that way, because the name always explains what the motivation is behind it. And he does it the hard way because when he does it easy, he forgets how he did it. And the next time the thing rolls around, he spends so much time thinking, how did I do this last time that was so easy and I forgot? That if he does it the hard way, then his memory kicks in and he remembers how he did it. And so the next time it comes around, he doesn't have to waste so much time thinking. And that's why he does it the hard way.
Got it. Well, he better not do any more hard ways. He's an old guy now. He doesn't have time to be playing around with hard ways anymore.
He's very family oriented and he's very inclusive. And when I'm looking at your names and comparing them, okay, those are the only two issues I see, is that every once in a while he's just going to need you to follow orders, okay, and then don't get upset when he chooses to do something the hard way. And other than that, I don't see any conflict.
Follow orders? No, thank you. I'm going to have to let him know that from the start. I don't follow orders. I'll give them. But he doesn't like it, so I'm going to call him Rich. I'm going to call him Rich when I want him to follow my order, because I am not letting him be Richard.
No, don't call
Thank you so much. That's so funny. Are you going to give her information at the end? I really would. I like her. I'd like to go into
her
website.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. We do have one more, Sharon. We have Genevieve from California. Hi, Genevieve.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Sharon. Okay, Sharon, my name is Genevieve. Hi. My birth name I only kept for 17 years because I got married. And after that, I was married for 25 years and got divorced. So should I use the name I've used the longest or my birth name?
What's your birth last name?
My first name is Genevieve, and my last name when I was born was Luna, L-U-N-A. That was my birth
name. Okay, like moon in Spanish. Okay, and what's your current last name?
R-I-G-O-L-I, Rigoli.
Okay, so I will just tell you that either name would work for you. You can go with either one. However, when you're going by Rigoli, you're bringing people to you that are needy. When you're going by Luna, the people are not needy that come to you. When you're going by Rigoli, honesty is really important, but they can chip, flip and change on you. They're constantly changing. But of course, that keeps you entertained. When you go by Luna, there's a lot more laughs. There's a lot more organization. There's a lot more groundedness. So Rigoli is a good name for truth and adventure. And Luna is a good name if you want to have more fun and have things more organized and more systematic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so fascinating. Well, I'm really loving it.
Well, now I go by Jenny, G-E-N-N-Y, and then the Rigoli. Does that change anything? Or you mainly go by the last name then?
Okay. So, well, I want to let you know the difference in the last names, because if you're choosing which way to go, it's like, what kind of people do you want to bring around you? What kind of life do you want to have there with your influence, with your friends? When you go by Jenny, you need other people's approval. Okay. And it's like a lot of what you will do will be to get approval from other people. Same with Rigoli. A lot of what you do will then need approval from other people. When you go by Genevieve, you have so much charisma and so much natural charm and appeal. You don't have to be the extrovert. Everybody will come to you because they'll want to know who you are. So with Jenny, you're going to them. And with Genevieve, they're coming to you.
Okay, so no wonder my dad picked Genevieve. I like that explanation. Thank you very much.
Okay, Laura. Genevieve, I hope you've learned something, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Sharon, I can't believe we did this half hour. I'd like you to tell people how to reach you, and then we're going to go into our messages for the evening. So tell people how to reach you.
The easiest way is to go to the website, knowthename.com. So when you think about it, you go, oh, I want to remember that name. You go, oh, yeah, that was Know the Name. I need to knowthename.com. And then on there, there's a contact. There's a place where you just say contact Sharon, and it's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay. I did want to ask you one such thing. Is there any such thing as a bad name?
Yeah, well, that says an opinion, but I would answer yes. And to me, a bad name is when there's more challenges in the name than there are gifts in the name.
So that
was most names are balanced.
A difficult name is a better word to use.
Right. There's a lot more challenges than there are gifts. And the ones that I see that have the hardest time with challenges is you can literally look at a name and see if that person's going to be a rapist, a date raper, or a violent person.
Tell us one of the negative names.
Herbert.
Okay.
Herbert is a very challenging name because they're in such conflict. They want to be good, but they have such physical needs and desires, they're never satisfied.
What about Edgar?
Edgar has a temper. Edgars have tempers, and they have a hard time standing up for themselves, but they can stand up for others without a problem. So unable to get enough power within themselves to stand up for themselves, they have to get angry first. And so they're going along, and then all of a sudden they just explode because they try to hold back, and then they can't, and it just comes out with full force.
Interesting. Well, we should do Donald Trump and tell us about his name, and then we'll go to commercials. Tell us about the name Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's a very interesting name because he has a lot of nurturing in his name, and he really does things according to his idea of the divine, of spirit, of God, however you want to call it. He's really, his whole name surrounds so that is his guiding principle, is his understanding of his relationship with the divine and what the divine wants of him. So if I was sitting in his shoes with that name, I'd be saying, I am following God's orders. I am doing what God directed me to do. And he's got a very logical mind. He's very sequential mind. He has two combinations in his name that I'm sure drive everybody nuts. And one of them is
that he gets mad at systems. And if something doesn't work right, if something's broken, it's like it sends his temper off. So he only can have really competent people around him, because anybody that's broken in any way, or they're not doing it good enough, or any system that's broken, it just infuriates him. Okay. So he would have a temper.
Time for it, right?
Right.
Well,
and then
what about the part where he wants to destroy that which he disagrees with?
Well, he's got two combinations in his name. One is the temper, and the other one is he has what I call the illusion combination in there, that we don't always see everything clearly.
Right.
And so if, you know, what I suggest to people that have that particular combination in their name is you've got to listen to the people around you, and you've got to use common sense, because you can't see certain things clearly, and then you go to build on it, which means you're building your house on sand where everything else is on cement, and then things tilt and they fall apart. So he's got that piece of illusion in his name where it's hard for him at times to see things clearly.
Very, very, very interesting. Oh, this is just wonderful. So we're going to go and listen to our messages, and then we'll be back with Sharon right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with the touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the 7 energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these 3 books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
A. You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling and
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable. Is the love light in your eyes? M, N, O, P.
You could go on all day.
Oh, that's my Perry Como singing, A, You're Adorable. And of course, that means that our guest tonight is Sharon Lynn Wick, who's doing genealogy. And I'm so excited. If you want to call, we can take a couple of other calls. The number is 888-429-5471. Sharon, I wanted to ask you something. Can you compare names and know how people will interact with each other? Like, for example, the president and the vice president. You want to do that?
Sure. So when I look at the president's name and the vice president's name, their last names get along great, which means they're attracting the right people to them. And together, those people can work with both. Mm-hmm. But in the two names, as long as Mike lets Donald tell him what to do, they get along just fine.
Oh,
when
sure.
When Mike goes out and tries to do something on his own, it's going to be a problem. Because in their names, it says Mike is a lot more approachable than Donald. So if Donald barks an order and gives an order out, and if somebody doesn't understand it, they're not going to come to Donald and ask him. They're going to go to Mike.
But that might be good in the long run.
It works as long as Mike doesn't mind playing second fiddle. Because he's a natural leader, where Donald Trump is like the appointed leader.
I see.
So sometimes that can be a conflict, because the natural leader has to be really good at knowing how to play it so that they don't threaten the assigned leader. And if you look at the last names, that's where the clue comes, because Mike Pence knows how to do that.
He seems to know that very well.
And he does, and he knows it very well. And that's the reason that they can get along. And they can get along because Mike knows how to get along with Donald, not that Donald knows how to get along with Mike.
You know, it's funny, I've always said that. I really agree with you. Anyway, we do have another caller. We have Susan from Utah. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What is your question for Sharon?
I just wanted to know what my name holds.
Okay, what's your full name?
Susan G, and my maiden name would be Schramm, S-C-H-R-A-M-M.
Okay, so it's really interesting. You're a lot of fun, but you're really grounded. It's like you're both airy-fairy at times, but really grounded airy-fairy. So you can have these very esoteric ideas, or very random thoughts, I want to say, but you know how to put them into practical use. And so it's like your name is very balanced. It's like you got the best of both worlds. When you're really here to make the world a better place, and that's very important to you, but when you're learning, You want the teacher right there to show you the basics. And once you've caught on, it's like, go away, leave me alone. I got it now. Thank you very much. Because you don't like to be micromanaged. Don't want anybody watching too closely over your shoulder. You just want to pop them when that happens. You have a really good memory. And you don't want to do any more work than you have to. It's like you'll do enough work to get the job done, but your life is not all about work. Your life is about having new adventures and finding out new things. And what's interesting is you end up sometimes doing some things that you don't want to do simply because the people around you won't do them. And so you get stuck with them because you know that they need to get done. It'd be like saying that the family came home with a dog and you didn't want the dog and you didn't want to have to take care of the dog. But when they neglect their duties with the dog, you get it. You do it because the dog needs that. It's that type of thing. Okay. So I want to say that you need some time alone all the time because the people around you can drive you crazy. But at the same time, you're a people person. So it's kind of a dichotomy. You want to be around people, but you need your own alone time because sometimes they're just crazy and you don't understand what makes them that way because you're so grounded. And so then you need your own time to get yourself back in order or back balanced again when other people throw you off.
Wow, that's all so true. It's just like putting all the little puzzle pieces together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes, you'd make a great mediator in a courtroom, by the way.
Oh.
Where are you from in Utah, Susan?
I'm about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City, Highland.
Oh, okay. My sister lives at American Fork.
Right there, right by it.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, what was your middle name? I wanted to, Sharon, to get your middle name.
It's Gay, G-A-Y-E.
Well, there you came in with your generous heart and the ability to do anything.
Oh, that's neat. So there you go, Susan. Thank you for calling. Let us know if you have any other questions.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So how would you use the Nemiali signs to name your child? Are you going to ask for people to send you letters about whether they should name their child Jimmy or George or Jeffrey?
Well, because when there were still only seven religions on the planet, they all agreed that the incoming soul impresses upon the one that's going to name them what they want to be called. So the soul actually names us, so we name ourselves. So what I suggest is once the parent gets that impression, then call me and I'll work out with you how to spell the name so that you lighten the load. The lessons can be learned, but they don't have to be learned the hard way.
Oh, that's terrific. And how do they reach you?
At knowthename.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. Just go to the website and push the contact her button.
And that's K-N-O-W, the name, M-E, .com.
Right, that's because once you know the name, you know all about the person.
Right. So what are you doing any lecturing? Or are you going out to any of the expos, Sharon? That's how you need to get your book out.
I spoke at the expo down in Florida just like a weekend and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And then it was about, anyway, maybe it's two weekends ago now. So I did that. And then this next weekend, I'm giving Nemology Level 1 a class.
Oh, nice.
For people that want to take it. And then I'm in April, I am a relief lecturer or a second lecturer at quite a few people's different events where I'm coming in and just speaking for an hour. So I'm getting out there and talking and sharing what I know. But it's really interesting because since moving to Tennessee, I so love it where I am. Where before I was always ready to go and travel and be anywhere. Now I just love being home. So it's a balance.
Yeah, well, it must be the name of the town that you moved to. There you go.
I did. I checked it out really well.
I'm sure you did. Thanks for joining us tonight. And you'll be on in April. Sharon's going to be on with us the second Sunday of every month for a while. And so, you know, you can send me an email. And Sharon, do you have an email that you'd like to give out?
Sure. It's namology@gmail.com. And namology is spelled the Latin way. So name is namology@gmail.com because you can't trademark a common word like name. So I just spelled it the Latin way.
That's great. So there you go. You can ask her and if we like your emails and we get together with it, we can read your questions over the air, or you can call us at the call-in number 888-429-5471. Thank you for joining us this evening. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God.
God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it, join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.